Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor. How can I help you?
I was calling about two charges I received on my MasterCard, and I have no idea what they were, so I called this number, and it said that I had entered some kind of a contest, which I never do. There's only my husband and myself in our household, and so I don't, I mean, I'm going to call my credit card company, like my bank here, after I'm done talking to you, and just have them like issue me a new card because I'm thinking somebody
I
must
get
have scammed me.
verify for me, please, your first and last name and your address.
My name is Catherine Molesky. My address is 9270 West Klinger Road, Covington, Ohio, 45318.
Okay, thanks. That's the information that I have. I have the email address is your, let's see, KA, your last name at gmail.com. Phone number you're calling in from, it does match also 937-473-5657. And I'm just waiting for the system to retrieve the rest of your order. One moment.
Yeah, she said something about entering a card. I never do anything like that. And I mean, I definitely would enter a contest for I mean, I'm 65 years old. I have all the pots and pans I ever wanted. Because she said it was for some kind of a pot or something.
Okay, still waiting for the system to retrieve the rest of the order. All right, so it looks like you never entered any sweepstakes for a crew set.
No, ma'am, I did not. I don't, I mean, this is kind of getting a little scary for me.
And all the information we have on the account is your information. Hold to the line for one moment. I will refund this charge pending the investigation. We do take fraud very serious. One moment.
Yeah, because I never did this.
One moment.
Okay.
That credit, you do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing. Cancels out any future charges. One moment.
Okay.
I'm just making updates. One moment.
Okay.
Have you disputed the charge or anything like that?
I'm going to,
Okay. The
unless, I mean, I'm going to call my bank tomorrow.
reason I asked because the system, it didn't allow me to refund it. Hold on. So I'll have to send it over to corporate and they'll take care of it. One moment. I'm still here making the updates. One moment.
Okay. If I need to give a number to my bank tomorrow, what number should I give?
Let's see.
And who should I have them talk to?
They could speak with anyone. One moment. Anyone that answers a line would be able to assist them.
But do I have to give them a reference number or something like that? I mean, because I have no idea what this is, other than it showed up on my MasterCard bill.
Okay, I'll provide you with that information in one moment, please.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, now the cancellation number for your records is going to be C for cancel, 262-959-390. And then I'm submitting this information over to corporate. One moment.
And will I hear back from them?
Oh, no, they're just going to be the one. Sometimes the system won't allow us to refund the account. So when that happens, we just send it over to corporate and they take care of it.
Well, how am I going to know if they take care of it then?
It takes 3 to 5 business days. Today is Wednesday. If it's not back in your account by Friday of next week, you can always give us a call back. And let's see. You did ask for a number. Hold on for 1 second. Okay, now you were told, let's see, because I have just initials. What were you told you ordered?
She just said a pot.
A pot, let's see.
But I have two charges. One is for $574 and one is for $6732. And I'm like, I have no, and, you know, I'm at my computer now, and I have nothing other than, it, you know, a lot of stuff just goes into my spam right away. So I don't see anything in my computer that would even say anything remotely like this, like a contest or any. I mean, I just don't, you know, I don't do any of that kind of stuff. But she said it was some kind of a pot. I have no idea. None.
You see, we're customer service for like over.
Are you asking me a question?
See, I didn't want to. We're customer service for over 200 products that are ordered online. So we have so many different numbers. I just didn't want to give you the wrong number.
Okay.
Do you remember the number you called in on?
Yeah, I called.
Because that's the phone number that your bank.
I called 877-205593.
Okay. So if you called that number, you were able to reach the first representative, then that's the number you would give the bank. One moment. And I'm just waiting for corporate to respond if they got them at the information. One moment.
Okay. I mean, I'll be very honest. It's very upsetting to me. I hear about people that's happening to them, and I think, how could that happen? You know, because they seem very. Now I'm having it happen.
No, I definitely understand, and that's why you have to be so careful, even when you're online looking at different things. You just have to make sure you don't click on anything, because as soon as you click on it, sometimes they'll already have your information. And as soon as you click on it, they're processing the order. So I try to remember, like, even if it's coming from Walmart, Amazon, just don't click on anything. And that way they can't, you know, place orders and things like that. Okay, well, you're all set. I did submit it to corporate. They'll take care of that credit. And again, I'd say if you don't receive the refund by next Friday, give us a call.
Okay. And can I ask who I'm speaking to?
My name is Cindy.
And where are you in this scheme of things?
I'm a supervisor. I'm the one that submitted the request to corporate,
and
referencing your refund, 6732.
Okay, so what is the name of the company or the whatever?
It's called Creusett. It's spelled Creusett.
Okay. Okay. And what was your telephone number, please?
Well, that's why I was asking. Whatever number you dial to reach the representative that transferred the call to me, that's the number you want to call, because we're customer service for over 200 products, and I don't want to give you the wrong number, and then you give it maybe to your bank, and they can't get through. So that's why I was stating the number that you called initially to reach the first representative, that's the number you want to give.
Okay. Well, then, if I have to talk to somebody else, and they say I talked to Cindy, who is the supervisor, I don't have any kind of a number or reference for that.
I could provide you with your cancellation number. And when we always have to notate the account. So as soon as you call in, if they call in and they provide that cancellation number, they'll be able to pull your account right up. I mean, I could give you a phone number, but I'm not sure if it's the correct number.
Okay. So
that's why I was asking. You have the number that you initially called in and spoke with the previous representative?
Yeah, I have that. It's on my statement.
Okay, so if that's the number you called to reach her, that's the number you want to give your bank representative.
Okay.
Because you know that number will get you to what will happen if your bank representative calls them. That cancellation number that I gave you, they'll be able to pull the account right up. And then they'll see the notation that was placed on the account.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll have to do that first thing tomorrow morning. Okay, well, thank you.
No problem. And there's really no reason the bank would even call in, because your account was refunded.
Well, we don't know that yet.
Well, it takes 3 to 5 business days. But, I mean, it's up to you. It's up to you if you want to have them call.
Yeah, I think I will because I'm worried about that my credit card was compromised. I don't know how this happened. So I'm definitely going to be giving them a call tomorrow and having them, you know, help me out on this. So
no problem.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Customer Care. Have a good new year.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.